and gentlemen, welcome to the realm of the Elf King. Today, we shall tell you a story written by one of the great German poets. Not by Schiller, Heine, Sturm, Smith, or Jones, or whatever other name you have in mind, but by a certain Johann Wolfgang Goethe, who, as we know, often dreamt up stories and poems in his summer house at Weimar. This story tells about a man, a boy, a horse, a steed, a neck, a hack, a jade, a chestnut, a gray, or a camarillo. About the night, the wind, an imaginary king, his daughters, the elves, and the trouble that took place one night. On that stormy night, a father rides across the land, holding his little son tightly in his arm. The child feels ill and uneasy, mourning and haunted by visions. In the darkness, he thinks he sees a figure he believes to be the Elf King. It is uncertain how he got to know about Elf King, as he does not appear at all in the fairy tales of Grimm, Museus, or others. Even the Oriental fairy tales don't speak of him. The father tries to calm his son by speaking about fog, streams, and other nebulous phenomena. But as it's often the case, the boy doesn't trust the adult, which is hardly surprising. The eerie apparition, the imaginary Elf King, won't leave the child alone. Using sweet words, probably with persuasions used by advertisers or politicians, the supposed Elf King tries to coax the child to come with him. He promises all sorts of things, maybe starting with a scooter or a PlayStation and continuing all the way to pleasures with his daughters, which basically is almost immoral. But the child becomes more and more nervous and doesn't want to be cajoled, which is not surprising, since he has often failed to receive gifts that were promised to him. Time and again, the father tries to find natural explanations for the boy's imaginings, fake explanations from nature, like the rustling of leaves, lights reflected by moving trees, maybe even the headlights of different kinds of passing cars and motorbikes, like Opel, VW, Trabant, Ford, BMW, Hanomag, Skoda, Mercedes, Mazda, Chevrolet, Yamaha, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, Zamakaki. But the son becomes more panicked and frantic still and finds the situation more and more threatening. He doesn't like cars and motorbikes anyway because they are noisy and stinky and he'd rather ride an electric bike. When the supposed Elf King apparently even wants to kidnap the bulky child, the father himself slowly starts to panic as well, especially since he almost believes in the specter. But he doesn't have a pistol with him and no cell phone to call the police. Therefore, he digs the spurs into his poor neck's side and the abused beast gives it all. Initially, the good man intended to go and see a doctor, but now he urgently wants to go home, so he gallops like the wind. But even though he rides as fast as possible, he doesn't make it in time. When he arrives, the boy is dead. The horse seems to have survived.